Everyone, it's Dev, and we're back with more Season 3 of Emo Girl's Guide. So if you're a salty emo, if you're tired of the patriarchy, or if you just want to hear us rant about the world and books and anime and music, you've come to the right place. So welcome.
Welcome. How's it going, Dev?
It's going good. How are you? Not much of an update since last time. It's the beginning of the year. Not too much has been going on, just trying to stick with my reading. I'm aiming for 50 books this year. I didn't hit it last year because...
Ambitious.
Yeah. But what about you?
I aimed for 30 and I got to 44, which was pretty good to me. I'm the slowest reader on the planet, but...
We switched roles last year, I think. So
we did,
we'll see
yeah.
How the year goes.
It comes in waves. I don't think that's weird. I think most people do, but I did pretty good last year. I'm good. Yeah. Some of my friends formed a book club, and the first book club pick that we chose before all of this drama, recent drama happened with Rebecca Yarros, was The Infamous Fourth Wing. And I'm in the middle of reading it now, and it's interesting. I don't know. I know that her husband is in the military, I think, and mm-hmm. It's very evident reading this. And I read the beginning of it, and I was like, this is just literally Divergent, but with dragons. And I could place each person, too. Like, you're Peter, you're Christina, mm-hmm. you're... I don't know, it was weird. And then the dragons happened, and I'm kind of getting more into it now, but I don't understand. I don't understand. This is like the most hype book I've experienced since like Twilight, and I kind of don't get it, but...
Well, we'll hear more about your thoughts when you finish. I still have yet to read it. I don't know if I will ever get to it, but I think I have to eventually just to see what everyone's talking about. I know that... there's some controversy around her and her husband and the war in Gaza and all
of
that.
I've heard a lot about how she, her pronunciation video that blew up.
Oh, yes. I have seen stuff on this as well.
Which was awful. And so, I don't know. I'm taking everything with, like, I'm not super into it because now it's kind of tainted it for me. So now I'm like, ugh. But...
Yes, I feel like this actually lends itself into, like, the topic, or one of the topics.
It does, yeah.
Because everybody was so hyped over that first book that they, like, fast-tracked book two. And then, again, I haven't read them, but just from what I've seen online, everybody seems to be hating on book two because...
Yeah, I have
like,
not heard good things.
Like, was the story, what's going on? And so I think that we can just kind of... roll right into the topic for today, which is like, are we just over life, or is just the book industry as a whole going down? Are we just tired of everything? Do we have reader fatigue, special edition fatigue, influencer fatigue? Like, this just, it's yeah. a lot. There's a lot going on all at once, and I just want it to be more like, hey, I want to pick this book up. I can find the same special edition at every single store.
The special edition fatigue is real, and I'm so tired, y'all. I am exhausted. In all caps, I literally wrote down, why are there so many subscriptions and special editions? I'm tired and I have no money.
I think that can go just for the world in general. I'm tired, I have no money, and I just want to have...
Please stop trying to take it. I don't even have any.
We're starting the year off great. But anyway, we're going to be recapping some of the big ticket items in the book world over the past few years. Hopefully the more recent
notable
stuff
book are, drama.
Yeah, book drama and how it's been affecting the book community and what we think about it. And we're hoping that this will be kind of the template for our monthly updates moving forward. What's going on with the book world? And so, yeah, we just wanted to go through some of our favorites that are just notable to us and talk about how it's been affecting the community as a whole, what our opinions are, leave space for you to comment and leave your opinions on things, because obviously we want discourse and we want to hear what you think. So We'll just jump right in. You want me to start? You want to start?
We got a lot of random shit. I just went in here and I wrote the most random thoughts in my mind.
Should we just start with the special editions? I feel like that's a good place.
I mean,
just,
yeah, we're already here.
We can relate to. We already... let's go with the funny.
This one also kind of goes with the Fourth Wing thing because yes. I feel like Red Tower Books came in and they were like, sprayed edges. You have to get the first edition to get the sprayed edges. And now it's like, but they're also trying to fast track everything. And it's caused all of these effing problems with all of their books.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm so tired.
There are like several special editions of Fourth Wing now. Like there's the holiday edition, which I'm like, okay. There are all of the book box editions, like the Fairy Loot edition. There's
all of them have done it. Yeah.
So many different editions. And I saw a video the other day of somebody being like, when you have seven special editions of book one, but then you hated book two. And
I'm like,
why you wait to make the special editions until after the whole series is out and you wait to see if it's still as loved after it's finished.
I only go really crazy on books that I know that I like. Like, I went nuts on Raven Boys.
Me too.
I've gone nuts on, oh my god. I just completely forgot the book. V.E. Schwab. Shades of Magic, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I, as you can tell, go crazy for Shadowhunters because
I have several editions of those.
Mm-hmm. I also have the special edition Raven Boys, and I gifted my old set, at least books 2 through 4, because my first book is signed.
Oh, yeah, I have signed paperbacks. I gave
2 through 4 to my sister, and then I have special edition Percy Jackson's, and I have...
Like, I'll shell out money for things that I know that I'll appreciate, but
yes.
Geez, oh my god.
It's my favorites, but it gets too much. Like, I don't need editions of the same one book. Like, I just really want a very nice, pretty set from the beginning. Why can't we just get that? Like, why?
Wait until the series is over or something. The way we had to coordinate for Crescent City, the new Crescent City.
Oh, my God. Releasing different... The special editions with, like, the exclusive chapters. I cannot stand that. Give me just one exclusive chapter.
Yes.
The same exclusive chapter, and just don't give it to Amazon. Just don't give it to all of the big corporate... bookstores. Just give it to the indie bookstores and say the indie bookstores have this exclusive edition and Amazon gets no exclusive edition and
no Jeffrey Bezos,
you get something. But like, why do I need to collect 7 editions of one book just so I have all of the short stories? They're gonna end up online anyway.
I know.
I will personally scan my pages and put them up so that way somebody out there who doesn't have money doesn't have to spend hundreds of dollars getting all of those short stories. There's
and
no
they point. All do it too. They're all like, there's the Waterstone edition and the BAM edition and the the Barnes and Noble edition, and oh my god, I'm so tired. Can we not? And then that's not even like the subscription boxes always do a special edition, and I just can't.
And honestly, I feel like social media has played a really big factor in their ability to do that, because you want to get the clout of having all of these pretty editions for your pictures, which like I've definitely fallen into. And like,
me too.
That's why last year was kind of off for me, because I like valued my Instagram page so much, and then it just started going downhill because of the algorithm, or because I was black, whatever the reason was. I blacklisted, maybe, I don't know, but like I was losing followers, and I just like fell out of love with reading because of social media, and I was like, this is such BS. Like the fact that they're making so much money because somebody's like, oh my god, it's so pretty, I have to get them to show everybody on my Instagram page. Like, come on. That's sad. That's depressing. And I was part of the problem. Like, I admit, like, it got me too.
I did that too, yeah.
Like, I just
because you want to get more followers, and you want, I don't know, it starts off genuine and then somewhere down
the line. You're like, you're so excited to like find friends that are readers.
You start out and you're like, yay, books, and then somewhere down the line you're like, I have to get more followers, I need all the special editions, and it like taints it.
Also, Loretta and I met online when we started our book pages, so I'm not trashing social media. It does have wonderful, positive things about it, but not
I've met amazing friends. Yeah, I'm definitely, I don't know, it has its benefits. But
pros and cons, as everything.
I feel like recently it's gone downhill, and I can't tell if that's just me and my personal experience with it or if it's universal, but
I think it's everything. My personal hypothesis, just my perspective based off of everything that's going on, is that all of the social channels are going to try to monetize on as many people as possible because, influencers has become a thing. Like, we have an influx of micro influencers these days where you're like, I have 10,000 followers. I have 20,000 followers. Like, what's an influencer? Everybody's an influencer these days. Like, nobody's not an influencer. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to try to capitalize on it and put pay to play walls in like subtle places. So like they already started. Instagram lets you pay for a blue check mark now.
I was like, just gonna say you have to pay for the check mark.
You can pay to be subscribed to people. Like you can pay on TikTok Shop. Like I think that they're slowly going to start using that as an incentive to get people to
You'll get more followers if you pay.
Yeah, get a blue check mark. People will want to follow you. We'll give you more exposure. We'll help, like, you know, like there's so many different things, and they're gonna like filter out the people who care that much versus the people who don't care. Yeah, so
that checks out.
Trickle down effect,
because we can't have anything nice.
We're gonna slowly start going back to just like, I guess I'm just gonna post whatever I want with what, like, I'm not gonna put thought into it and just do it for fun and call it a day. And then eventually we'll go back down to hopefully not a lot of influencers in the world, but That's my guess, is that everything is going to be monetized in some way. That's what their goal is.
I mean, that's capitalism.
Yay, capitalism. But
I did write down, I wrote down in my notes, I think it's interesting that all of these subscription boxes and the publishing companies, they do this, they kind of create volatility in their own market. Like everyone's competing for special editions and more followers and stuff. Yeah. And then when that turns on them, they're all like, oh no, what's happened? You created this disaster.
Yes, yes. We're so sorry that this edition has so many typos. We'll fix it the next round.
I'm specifically thinking of Red Tower Books and like all of the freaking the mess that Fourth Wing went through. Was it Iron, or was it Iron Flame? I don't know. A bunch of them were like misprinted and stuff. I don't know.
Yes, yes, I remember this.
Yeah. But anyway,
I just want to go back to, don't get me wrong, I think that there is a time and a place for fast publishing. Like if you can write a lot of short stories and pump those out however many you want in a year, totally fine. If you're trying to write like a fantasy world and you're trying to be a world builder and have this like very fantastical setting with all these characters, like maybe just take a little bit of time to, like, if you have an editor, have that person edit your book. Like, if you have somebody and a team, like, do it well. It doesn't have to be years and years between books, SJM. But, like, we can, you know, like, there could be a little bit more time in between. I know that's, like, top of mind and they want people, like, to be excited. But I think that there's compromise in there somewhere.
Yeah, my specific beef is when, like, the publisher, like, if an author is churning out books really fast, that's awesome. Like, if that's what you want to do and you can do that, that's amazing. I could never. But if the publishers are, like, forcing it to get money, and then you're getting, like, less of a great story because you're putting pressure on them, I mean, that's fucked up. So, what the hell? Stop it.
Yeah, it's wild. And all of this because of TikTok. And Instagram.
Oh my god. Social media.
I love it there. I also hate it there. We have a love-hate relationship.
Me too, yeah.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So we're going to get into some of the bigger stories because I live for the tea. And I was not directly involved in any of this tea, so
that's the best kind of tea when it's not your tea.
Okay, we'll start off with the one that I think I just can't get out of my mind, and I don't know what year.
I think about this all the time.
I don't know what year this happened. I need to go back and double check the videos.
I want to say like 2021-ish.
Maybe. I don't know what the timeline is for this, but
it's been a year. It's It's been a while.
It's been a quick minute, but I cannot get over that this was actually a thing. And it just goes to show you that, like, everybody just wants to make money and people just need to stay in their lanes. If you're not a reader, stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. But the wood chopping guy, whose name is Thorin Bradley, he got famous on TikTok.
I love that we can say wood chopping guy and most everyone wood. Knows what we're who we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, like if he would have done something with like an axe company or like made camping supplies or like, I don't know.
Completely makes sense.
Done something with his wood chopping abilities, like, cool, do that, stay in your lane. But like... instead of doing that, what did he do? He tried to make an audiobook app with no knowledge. Like,
so
you're not, you're a wood chopping guy and you're like, hey guys, I'm hot and I know everybody loves me. Come pay $19.99 a month for my new audiobook app. Like,
hey, book talk.
Please. I hate it so much. So anyway, back in the day, whenever this was, wood chopping guy, Thorin Bradley, and some other well-known audiobook narrator whose name is Chance Terry, who again is like a classically attractive man, I guess, decided to team up with a bunch of authors and create an audiobook app, and they were calling it Verba Inc. And there was obviously some issues that people raised when they announced it, because some of the authors were claimed plagiarizers and also very problematic, like Willow Winters. And Willow Winters had a big controversy on TikTok because she was making fun of like SA survivors.
Oh my god.
Or like telling somebody who like didn't like her books or was giving a bad review, whatever, like saying, I hope you get hit by a bus.
What?
And was not very apologetic about anything going on. And so people were like, you're working with Willow Winters. Like, what's going on?
Are you serious? Yeah.
And they were like, you're charging $19.99 a month for this. But, like, what books are you going to have when you first launch for me to spend $20?
Yeah, there was, like, no information.
Like, what telling authors, like, oh, yeah, we'll completely make your audiobook. But, like, you have to give us the rights for 2 years for it to live on the platform and blah, blah, blah. And people are like, okay, well, what, like, we need more specifics. Like, what does that entail? Like, who's going to be making our books? Who's going to be voicing these things? Blah, blah, blah. And so basically what happened is the community banded together and were asking so many questions that they just decided to, like,
sort of disband.
Yeah, they just decided not to do it. And the wood chopping guy, I guess, again, because I wasn't necessarily watching it all unfold, but he was also being mean to the community and saying, like, you all owe me an apology. Like, I'm not gonna back down. And then everything just kind of went off the rails and that just ended. But just, this is my problem with the influencer community. Like, stop trying to take advantage of people that you know are so thirsty for your attention and take their money when you have no idea what you're doing. Yeah. Also, it goes both ways. Like, I wish the book talk community would be a little less thirsty and realize how much power they have
as
a community.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
And, like, not give these people so much attention. Like, you know how much money we could be making if we would just think a little bit harder and not be like, ooh, I'm going to comment on this thirst trap. I'm going to be like, oh, look, it's Tamlin. Oh, look, it's Resend. Don't even give them those opportunities. Like, these are nobodies. You make them popular and then they go and steal our limelight and then there's no space for the rest of us. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, I feel like the book talk community has a lot of power, which I think companies are slowly realizing. To their detriment, to our the book talk community's detriment, because now all these random companies are like, oh, hey, we can, like,
hey,
capitalize book talk. On book talk.
Ooh,
yeah,
where's book talk? Look at this.
Oh, hey, we're here, book talk. And it's like,
I hate
God,
it.
Please go away.
I hate it. And also, it turns into problems.
But people also get into it. Sometimes people are like, oh,
and
thank
it
God,
goes
or
too far. And oh, God, like the hockey team.
Can't you see what's happening? Yes.
It's wild. So the next one we have on here that we can't stop thinking about is the Seattle Kraken.
This one's recent. Y'all probably know what we're talking about.
Well, the Seattle Krakens is a hockey team. And apparently, like, sports romance novels, like, blew up last year. I'm still not a sports romance girly. Like, I've read a few, but, like, contemporary romance isn't, like, contemporary romance isn't my thing.
Go
like,
to.
I like it, but, like, if it can happen in real life, I probably don't want to read it. Like, I want to read about vampires and fairies and mermaids. Shifters.
Yep.
Like,
100%.
But anyway, a lot of people are into contemporary romance, specifically sports romance books. And so when those started getting big in 2023, there was a specific TikToker. Her name is Kiara Lewis. And I call her out because this specific person was called out by the team after the fact. But she started making videos about the Seattle Krakens.
She got into the locker room somehow, right?
Yeah. So she was the one who kind of like made it a thing, right? Like, she did that whole like crack my back sound to the hockey team and like related it to the books. And so the Seattle Kraken team TikTok account was leaning into this and was
They were like, this is great.
We're gonna be on Book Talk. Oh, Book Talk, here's our team, Book Talk this, Book Talk that. And like partnered with her and did a whole bunch of stuff and blah blah blah. And then people took it too far. And they were like catcalling the individual players and like sexualizing them on their personal posts. Mm-hmm. And then one of the player's wife was like,
"You are sexually harassing him, and like, we are uncomfortable. Please stop." Yes. And then everyone jumped on her.
Yes, which again, I see both sides. If you're leaning into it and you're saying, "Book Talk, we're allowing this. Run with it. We want you to think that we're hot and sexy and that we're attainable and that you can read about it in your books and then like see it in real life with our team." You agreed to that. But also at the same time, again, Book Talk, y'all are thirsty. Like,
it makes me uncomfortable. I don't know like how it went down. So it makes me uncomfortable to think that the team's marketing team like exploited them that way. Like, I hope they gave their permission. I don't know, but if they didn't, that's really messed up.
Yeah, and I know it's part of their contracts, right? Like, contracts are usually written up to an extent.
I have no where
it's
idea.
Like,
yeah,
you have to make social content for the team X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. There are probably guardrails, obviously, but like you said, hopefully they all agreed to it to be on the business side of things. Mm-hmm. But again, y'all are thirsty, and I don't understand why. You think it's okay to talk to people like that? Like, I would be very uncomfortable if
men were commenting
on my videos the way that they comment on like these hockey players' videos. Like, I get it. You thought it was okay because they were leaning into it, but consent was taken away, and that's okay too. They didn't consent to it anymore, and then you guys got mad. And you're like, oh, what about all the video you make? Oh, now you understand. Don't give them your power. They made a bunch of money off of you, and now you're mad that they're telling you, okay, you got to stop.
Everyone jumped on that man's wife, and then he had to come on and be like, no, she's right. I'm very uncomfortable. You guys need to stop.
Yes.
It was a mess.
There was I didn't fact check this while I was doing my research, but somebody was saying that the reason why the wife spoke up is because people were commenting on pictures of them with their kids, like inappropriate things about him when it was like a family photo. Again, I can't confirm or deny because I couldn't find the picture. I didn't really do too much digging, but I can see where she's coming from too as a wife. Like, if my husband was being subjected to a bunch of thirsty, horny women being like, oh, crack my bag. Like, oh my I'd be God. Like, can you please stop? This is my husband.
This is really weird. Yeah.
Thank you.
I can't. Like,
I think that people need to learn where the line is between like fantasy and reality. Like, they're real people. And obviously,
it seems to be very blurred sometimes, which confuses me personally.
That's why I don't get into contemporary stuff. Cause I'm like, you read it and you're like, oh, there's a chance. There's a chance that a famous NHL player is gonna fall in love with a random person like me. No, you're deluding yourself. You're delusional. The chances of that happening are like less than 1%.
Just live in the book.
And I'm saying this as a woman who is also heavily invested in hot men. Like, I know there's no chance for me, and that's okay. Like,
I've accepted this part of my reality.
There's never going to be a time when I'm accidentally going to bump into a famous athlete out by the concession stand because he's running late for his game and I'm trying to get nachos. And then he accidentally spills all of the nacho cheese all over me. And he's like, I'm so sorry. Let me take you out. That's not going to happen to you. Okay. It's not going to happen to you. It's not going to happen to me.
Just and then he looks at you and you're like, you're different than the other girls.
You're eating nachos.
You're covered in nacho cheese. And he's like, you're different.
My hair is going to be in a bun. Probably. Most likely.
I'm eating the nacho cheese that he spilled on me. I'm like, yeah, that's great.
I have a large Coke and a hot dog in my hand. Like, I don't know what to tell y'all, but that's not happening in real life.
There isn't a vampire that's going to your school.
At least when I'm reading about fairies, I know.
Yeah.
Never happened. There's no way that I'm going to be shopping at the grocery store and accidentally run into a famous baseball player who's just buying his own groceries. No.
Well, no, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry for being a hater. I still love everybody.
I do read contemporary romance sometimes, and I have a good time, but...
Yeah, some of them are good. I'm not, like...
I have to be in the mood.
I'm not crapping all over, like, the genre itself. I'm just saying I think that's where the blurred line is because, like, when you read contemporary romance, you're like, oh, look at the billionaire CEO fell in love with his secretary. Like,
it can happen.
The billionaire CEO has three other billionaire brothers who all have different billion-dollar companies who are all going to fall in love with different normal human beings who
are a mafia leader, but my love can change him.
Look, it might happen. There's like maybe I'll give you a 1% chance. There's a 1% chance that might happen, but like psychology says that usually people tend to stay in their own their own lanes, their own tiers, their own little social tiers. But good luck to everybody
out here in these streets.
Good luck getting your billionaire CEO. I hope it happens for you.
I mean, yeah, power to you. I snag that man.
If you're able to get into Raya, let us know because I want to know those stories. Couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me. You have written down on here the guy who had the manic pixie e-girl thing. That was our next topic.
I think that was also last year in 2023, but I'm not.
Which I forgot about until I read these notes and I was like, holy shit, that did happen.
Basically, this story is about a man named Nate Lemick. I think that's what his full name is, his author name. On TikTok, he's Nate Lemick Reads. I don't know if his account is still there. And his Instagram is now private, so you can't see any of the posts that people were like calling him out for. But it all started because he made a whole series saying that he wanted to read more women authors. And he was going
to
read
all of the... I need to expand my horizons.
Yeah, he was going to read, like, best-selling women authors until his book got to the top of the New York Times bestseller list, which in and of itself is problematic. People were like, I'm sorry, you're using women's books to get yourself on the New York Times bestseller list? You're not reading these to help them get on the New York Times bestseller list? Like, you're not just like hyping women up because you love women. You're just doing it as a marketing ploy
for yourself.
And so people were calling him out, being like, bro, what are you doing? What's your problem? And then he started getting upset and being pissy and posting videos like, all of the bullies and mean girls came after me and tell me if I'm wrong. What do you think? And people were like, you're already starting off on the wrong foot. Like, come on. So then we go a little deeper. People are like going onto his page and they find out what his book is. And he named his book Manic Pixie E-Girl. So that's the title of his book. People read it and they were like, yeah, it's what you would expect. And his Instagram was like full of red flags of like art of women in like...
I saw some crazy videos that are...
poses, yeah. And just... he just seemed like an icky man. And I guess all of his stuff went to private. He deleted the videos. I think you could probably still find them on TikTok. But that was another big, why is everybody trying to be a book talker, book influencer, writer moment? Like,
and just expanding that out, like, men do that so often too. We have that written down on our notes. But it kind of connects, like, men who use women authors like for content to boost
yes Or just
it's always SJM, and it's always like Reese or Tamlin or whatever.
Yes, they exploit.
But there are other ones too. But
they exploit the reader base because they know that they're going to get attention easily from all of these people, readers, the fan base. And so there's two in particular, and I didn't get their at handles, their TikTok handles, but I'm sure if you are on TikTok,
if you're on the book talking,
you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. But there's two in particular. There's one dude, he has like a chiseled jaw, like black hair, kind of pointy nose, and he, everyone's like, oh my god, it's Resand book talk, look, it's Resand, it's our Resand. And so when people started doing that, all he did was start making videos of him dressed up as Resand with like the purple contacts and the coats and just the pointy ears, and I'm like, this is, you're just gonna make this your entire personality? Like, I don't have you even read the books? I don't know what's going on here.
It makes me feel icky in a way that I can't really describe. I don't know.
And then the other dude, he's Scottish or Irish, I don't know which one, but he has like curly, wavy, like blondish, reddish hair, and he dresses up like Tamlin, and he goes from like his normal pose or his normal day-to-day look, and he'll like swipe and do the transition, and then be like Tamlin with the mask on, and he'll like have the books in his hands, and I'm just like...
That guy kind of tricked me in the beginning, because he's kind of funny, so in the beginning I was like, oh, you're funny, I can hang, but then it was too much.
It just gets me because, I mean, I don't know this for a fact. I'm going to say, like, I'm 90% sure, but I'm 90% sure that they had never heard of Sarah J. Maas. They've never heard of any of that stuff.
Haven't read any of the books, before
somebody was like, oh my god, you look like Tamlin. And then he knew that doing that would get him a lot of followers and attention. And then that's just, like, another piece of the book world that just gets taken away from us.
And exploited,
and given to the men influencers of the world, or like the TikTok influencers, and now there's like a little less space for the rest of us. Like,
yeah,
just find your own thing. You don't have to just like lean into this. Nobody's telling you.
Yeah, and it's exhausting because I'm there to genuinely talk about books, and I'm there to like genuinely interact about these books that I love, and like y'all come in here and you haven't even read it. You're just trying to get followers. I'm like, I don't know.
Yes, whenever I see, no offense out there, I am a man hater, but I know it's not everybody, just most of y'all.
We are man haters.
But like, whenever I see a dude come out and be like, the top five books I read this year, I'm like, skip, I don't care what you have to say. I am 100% skipping your video. Like, I do not care.
I do that too.
Like, I'm trying to read more books, skip. Talk about it with your boyfriends, not me.
And the way that they do the bare minimum and they get all of these likes and everybody's all of these like, follows.
Oh my god,
a man who read Romantasy? Holy shit.
Or the dude on his motorcycle that goes to drive to Barnes & Noble. He's like, I'm reading Haunting Adeline. Nobody freaking cares, bro.
I totally know what guy you're talking about too. Like, there are so many of those men, like those kind of men that I see, and all of the comments are like, I need you to say this quote for me, and it's a Reese quote, like, hello Flipper darling or something. It's always Reese. It's always Reese.
And then add like the little flares in the background when they say it, like they have like the music, and I'm just like, shut up.
I need you to stop
the video now.
It's too much. I can't watch another man be like, hello, Farrah, darling.
You have a low voice. Wow. Whoopty freaking do. Good for you.
Thank you.
I can't. It just blows my. I'm like, I'm out here freaking struggling to survive on. But I'm like, I just want y'all to know about the books I read. Like, I just want you to know that Carrie Maniscalco wrote two series and only one of them is good. And you're like, no, favorite darling. Like, no, no.
Stop it. I just want to love my books, and I just want to talk to my books about people, and I don't know.
I just want to know what fantasy romance series has the most smut, and I don't want a man's opinion on it. I don't want to hear about perky breasts. I don't.
Oh God, don't get me started on the, the male author. Those are my favorite TikToks, the ones that are like male author quotes. They're like wild as fuck.
I also, like, no offense to the influencers who like genuinely want to be readers, who like started out on one way on the platform and then like, oh well, I have followers, let's just talk about the books that I'm reading. Like, no, just don't. Like, I can appreciate that you want to read more, but like nobody wants to hear about it on, like, let us have our little space. Like mm-hmm. There are, I think, two TikTok guys who are so funny and I love them, and I the one who has the dog, like the dude with like the little mustache.
I think I know who you're talking. Did he just recently read the ACOTAR series?
I think so. And he like put, yeah, like, I finally did it. And then the dude Pearl Mania, I think he also did it.
Did he do it?
I think so. I'm not, don't quote me because I'm not 100% sure. But I do know for a fact that there were two.
That shocks me, and I don't really know why, but
people on TikTok that were like, we finally did the thing. We read the fairy porn. And I'm just like, there's better fairy porn than Sarah J. Maas, guys.
The,
like,
first guy, the one with the dog and the mustache, I'm forgetting his handle too, but
he definitely did it, right?
I liked those videos. I mean, obviously, I can very much tell that he's doing it to, like, reach a new audience and stuff. But he's funny about it. And he seemed pretty genuine in his reviews. So I was like, all right. I don't hate it's you. Just, I like you.
It's just like, why do it? But it does kind of, like, you know, there are so many other people out there that you
it could. It does make me look at him differently now.
Instead, you know? Like, mm-hmm. If I was, like, let's use Reese Witherspoon as an example, because she has a book club and she only did it so she can make money. Like, y'all know Reese Witherspoon is not out here reading all these books all year. Like, she was like, hey, I will promote your books, but you have to give me the rights to your books to make it a movie if it does really well. Like, mm-hmm. For X amount of years. And if we don't make it into a movie, then we get to, like, sell it off to whoever, right? Like,
is that how that works? I don't even know.
Yeah, so if you do, like, a Reese's book club, like, contract, at least when she first started, the whole thing is that you can be a Reese's book club book of the month, but mm-hmm. She gets certain rights to, like, specific things. Like, they have the ability to do X, Y, and Z, right? That's
okay.
How those partnerships work. Mm-hmm. I don't know if things have changed since it's gotten bigger, but I think that's how it started.
Yeah.
So they took Reese Witherspoon, who's just an actress who just has a fan base, and they're like, hey, let's get you into the book community and, like, showcase you as a reader and say, like, this is what Reese is reading. And it's like, instead of using your celebrity to say, like, look, I'm reading a book now, book talk people, come follow me, why don't you just say, hey, I saw this book talk influencer who is genuinely a reader reading this series, go check them out. Like, yeah, you should watch their videos on this series because this is what got me into reading this series. Like, that's the one thing I think that's, like, genuinely hurtful to the reading community is, like, I love when people say, oh, you got me into this book, thank you so much. But then when they turn around and they go, like, I love this book, I found it. And I'm like, okay, but you didn't find it by yourself. Like, I inspired you. I know I'm not, like, the only person out there that's a reader, but, like, sometimes it's nice to have recognition. Like,
yeah.
Like, all of the people who are like, okay, fine, you convinced me, I'm finally reading this book. Like, okay, well, tell us who those people were. So mm-hmm. That way we can go and, like, see what their actual reader opinions are, because you're not a reader, but, like, they are. So I care more about what they have to say than what you have to say.
And when you're that big, like, you should spread the love around a little bit. Like, you yes. don't need the followers. You don't need yes. that. So, you know, help out the little man a little bit. Little person. Yes.
Am I being a little bit salty? Yes, I am self-aware enough to realize, like, if I had a bigger community, maybe I wouldn't care as much. But, like, at the end of the day, stay in your lane. I like to think I would, but
yeah.
Stay in your lane. But we want to end on a positive note and not just rant about all of the things that sucked about the book community.
I mean, we're still here, so obviously, like, there are good things about it. Yes, yeah,
I genuinely do love finding, like, really good recommendations or, like, indie authors. I think that social media has been amazing for sure, indie yeah. authors to get their stuff out. I would never have found Lana Parachik and mm-hmm. All of her Faye books and her spicy superhero books. If you want to listen to her episode, we interviewed her and she's amazing. We'll
it was really fun. Yeah.
But I wouldn't have found a lot of indie authors if it weren't for social media. So I will say that.
And if you surround yourself with the right people and you follow the right people, like, you can get so many great recommendations that just aren't in the mainstream, which is really fun.
Yes. I think that would be my main recommendation, is like, don't just go for the people who have a big following and a lot of clout. And just because they're funny or whatever, you're like, oh yeah, I'll give that a chance. I would say genuinely try to research and look for people who are diverse, who might not read what you read, or who do read what you read and can give you good recommendations, or can expand your view on like what kinds of books are good. Like, there are people out there who are going to be able to give you a lot of good recommendations that are not just like Reese Witherspoon or Reese and on TikTok or like Woodchop Guy or Manic Pixie E-Girl author. Like, find some good stuff. We're all out there.
I just thought of this too, but sorry not to completely go back to shitting on life. But if I see another book being promoted as like the next ACOTAR, or like for all the ACOTAR fans, or for all of the Jennifer Armentrout fans, like, there are other authors. Oh my god, can we stop making that comparison, please?
I will say everybody's reading goal for 2024 should be to read more diverse. Loretta and I are also adding this to our list of goals, and we 100%. Are choosing diverse authors for our book club picks every month this year.
I'm really excited. We have some good ones lined up.
Yeah, we have some really good diverse fantasy romance stuff coming down the pipeline. So join us and we will help you be more diverse. But the list of things of what we can do to help. And this is also just for us because, again, my 2023 was not the best. I was hit by like the social media fatigue and the influencer fatigue and all of it. And I was like, I'm just done. This is too much.
I did too. And I'm not even really in it. Like, I don't even have that big of a follower count. It's and I was always like, I need drama. A break.
There's always something. And I was just like, I'm done. But I'm back and I'm refreshed and it's a new year. So what are we doing? What are our goals this year? So, number one, read for fun. I think that's always just it's obvious, but sometimes, especially if you're trying to.
Sometimes you need to remind yourself.
Especially if you're trying to post about it and you're out there trying to spread word about your favorite authors and nobody's seeing it. Like, at the end of the day, reading is a hobby and an activity you do for fun and to de-stress, hopefully. So, like, just remember, at the end of the day, reading is for fun and we're all just here trying to have a good time and reading about all of our fairy lords trying to save the world. Like, that's all we want to do.
Exactly. I just want some broody hot men, okay?
Also, don't be a douche. Like, it's not
always
that hard.
Always a great rule. That's a great life rule.
I feel like if we went into school, if we just, instead of like, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Don't
be a douche. Like, that's, don't be rude. It's not hard to not be mean. If somebody's being mean to you, fine. If you're a bully, don't be, because someone's going to bully you. But like, be nice. Just, you know, do your due diligence. Check out the authors and the influencers that you want to follow beforehand and make sure they're not saying mean things to people or, you know, rate bombing other people's books before their debut.
Oh my god.
Their debut book came out.
I forgot about that. That was wild. That just happened.
So, like, somebody's going to call you out. So, just be nice. You know, like, if you don't agree with somebody, walk away. Unless they're being, like, racist or something, then obviously you could call them out. But that's it.
Do your research.
Nice. Yeah.
Research. Don't be a dick.
Support other people. Like, be nice. Start a community. That's it. YOLO. I aged myself with that one.
I know. It's okay. I'm right there. I think I just said that in our text messages the other day. YOLO.
Also, one thing that I'm trying to follow this year is just do your own social media and make it for yourself. Like, yes.
That one's hard sometimes to remember.
Mm-hmm. It's just for you. Like, if you enjoy posting pictures of yourself because it makes you happy, do it. Who cares what anybody else says? Post Disneyland pictures. Post your smutty alien romance pictures. Like, if that's what you're into. Not for me. Ice Planet Barbarians, not a thing, but
We do love a good alien romance, depending, but not
some of them are good. Yeah, I will say that. Like,
or your monster romance. Yeah, there's some good ones.
Do it. Like, lean into, you want to do a funny dance video? Sure, why not? Just make sure it's for yourself, because that's gonna burn you out really quickly. And I'm speaking from experience, so you know that's something.
Yeah, that
you
one's can hard to do. Remember sometimes, but an important rule. Yeah, I learned this lesson when I was blogging, and I got arc obsessed. I need all of the arcs, and I need to read everything. And then I'm the slowest reader on the planet, and I couldn't keep up. And now I'm like, what were
That's
you
doing? That's always the problem. Like, you, start it because you're like, I want free books. And then they start sending you stuff, and you get so overwhelmed, and you're like, I can't do
What have I done?
I can't do this. It's too much. Like, please just stop. Make it stop. Mm-hmm. Like, I am overwhelmed with the amount of things that I get. And I know that's, like, first world problem. Like, I know people don't get anything, but just remember, again, it's like,
well, you just have to remember why you started doing it in the first place, yes, you know?
Make a list of goals. Also, good to know, because I know people always ask me, like, oh my god, how did you get that copy? Like, I've been wanting that book, blah, blah, blah. Just know that, like, there's no harm in reaching out to anybody that works at a book publishing company. There's no harm in DMing a small pub
on Instagram. Yeah, just email them or something.
Like, go on LinkedIn. Find somebody who works there. Send them an email if they have their email public. Don't, like, stalk them and spam them. But, like, if there's publicly available information on their website, or, like, Instagram messaging, like,
sometimes there are forms you can fill out.
Yeah, they have influencer forms. Like, you never know. You might get lucky and they might send you something, like, if you're really passionate about
an author. If they have your info, sometimes you never know.
Like, I have been fortunate enough to get some of my favorite authors, like, early copies, but that's only because I was the one who went out of my way to, like, make it happen. So just know that you don't have to have a big following. You don't have to do anything crazy. Just go out there and just talk about how passionate you are about that book or that author, or, like, why you're so excited and why you would love to have a copy. And maybe some magic will happen. Like, you never know. But don't be afraid to try. That's the goal of 2024. Like, put yourself out there. Don't be afraid of not hearing back, or hearing, like, oh, sorry, we don't have any early copies, or we only have a limited amount. Like, there's always next time. And that mm-hmm. doesn't mean that you're not worthy enough of posting or reading or whatever. Like,
it
your
means
moment
the publishing
happen.
Industry is effed up, and we need a whole new episode on that.
COVID ruined everything. And then last is make new friends. I think I got away from that. Like, I have my small group of book friends, Loretta included, and I kind of, like, close myself off from meeting new people. But I think that's always a goal, right? Is, like, meeting new people, talking about your favorite books, having fun, and, like, mm-hmm. getting excited, and them sharing what they love, and, you know, being able to learn new things. So get yourself out there. Send that
book
message.
Nerds.
Make
book
a comment.
Book nerds make the best friends. So
Loretta and I started talking because I said, oh, I like that picture that you made with your face on Thor. And
oh, yeah. Hey, DM'd me on when Twitter was used to, you know, Twitter used to be fun, and back in the day.
Yes.
And you DM'd me and you were like, hey.
Yeah.
You were like, can I have your phone number? I promise I'm not creepy.
And, well, look at us. We have a podcast, and we text.
Paul Rudd, look at us. Hey, look at us.
And now we talk about stupid stuff together. So this could be you. So leave us a comment. Comment, message us, come talk to us. We want to be friends.
Come on our Discord.
Yes, come hang out. We'll be there. But yeah, we hope that, I think that's it. You have anything else you want to add?
That's pretty, yeah, I'm done ranting for today, I think.
So hopefully next month this won't be as long, because we won't have as many, hopefully, things to share of the world in books.
We just covered, like, 3 or 4 years of drama in one.
Things. Hopefully we don't have a lot of drama to talk about. Maybe there will be fun stuff, but, like, come back at the end of every month, hopefully, to hear a recap of all of the happenings in the book world. You can come hang out with us on Discord. We have a Discord for people to come make friends, talk about their social channels, their books they're reading, our book club of the month, if you're reading that with us. We're also on all of the socials, Instagram, Facebook,
all of them,
TikTok, Threads, everywhere, at Emo Girls Guide. And yeah, we're reading Immortal Longings by Chloe Gong this month, so check it out. come hang out with us in Discord and
Shakespeare retelling.
What? We'll have that for you. We'll be talking about that soon. So hopefully you're interested in that. And if not, then we'll see you next week.
Yep. Catch the next one. May your day be blessed with main character energy, everybody.
Main character energy. Woo!